This meeting to order of the Franklin Township. It's a special meeting, Franklin Township Board of Trustees on February 1st at 12 p.m. John, would you mind opening us with prayer?
Yeah. And also, Mr. Blevins, if you ever want to, I don't.
I choose not to. Thank
okay,
you
no
for
worries.
The offer.
I didn't want to be a catalyst.
Nope.
Okay, gotcha. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Lord, what a beautiful day it's starting off to be. And Lord, we just ask you to be in the midst of our meeting, that we are doing the work of the will of the people that elected us to office. Be with us this day, and amen.
Say the pledge.
Yeah.
Steve?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. In the absence of our fiscal officer, I will ask Mr. Mazur to give us a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Mazur, it looks like special meeting. You have a resolution for us?
Yes, sir. I actually have two. They're tied together.
Okay.
The first resolution I have is Resolution 2024-002. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriation number one for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. And whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ending December 31, 2024. And whereas the annual appropriation resolution 2022-185 for the period from January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 needs amended. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. And basically what this is this is an appropriation of ARP funds in the amount of $33,000.
Mm-hmm.
That will tie into the next resolution 011 to purchase speed trailers for the police department.
So moved as the resolution is written. And I would entertain a second.
I would second.
Can we have a roll call vote?
Conversation.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Are we just voting on the amendment, or are we voting on the trailers now?
This is
the
just the amendment.
Too.
Okay. Both or one?
One at a time.
I'm asking, he said, what was your answer?
We're purchasing two trailers.
Yeah,
I understand.
We have to still pass the
are we
yes.
voting
one at a
on
time.
This
we're voting,
and then that?
We're voting
okay,
on this first.
Go
and then.
On that.
Okay, Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the appropriation of the money, so we can do the other one.
I was just trying to help, sir.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
It's okay.
There's,
I just want to make sure you were clear.
You guys have no idea the stuff that goes on in the background. Like I'm just telling you, and this is an open meeting, and I don't care to say it, but I'm getting total disrespect, and I'm tired of it, and it's all going to be called out. So let's get on to this.
Okay.
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 Hopefully it's no one in this room.
It is not anybody
Thank
in this
you,
room.
Thank you.
I was like,
No, I'm sorry.
I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
The next resolution I have is 2024-011. It's the resolution approving the use of ARPA funds to purchase two speed limit signs, and be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $33,000 specific to the purchase of two speed limit signs with trailers for the Township Police Department. And I have attached the quote invoice as an Exhibit A.
So moved as it's written. I believe there's going to be discussion, so let's have the discussion.
You want it now?
Yeah.
Can I please see that?
Absolutely.
It would have been nice to have this handed to us before the meeting, which is what I asked for from the police chief.
That is correct.
And I didn't get it. This is the first time I've had my eyes on it. And I point blank asked for it. I even approached Steve on my hours on Tuesday in the office if this was going to be talked about, and he told me it was not.
So, Mr.
I did?
You did. When in the office, I said to you, are we going to talk about this? And you said, you've got it confused with par cars or something like that. And you said that we were not going to be discussing this. And you even sent out a text asking us what our thoughts were on doing this. And I texted you in my text and said that I'm confused because you and I had just spoke about this, and I don't have all the information that I need in order to do this.
Oh, then I apologize, because I too, the one thing with this was I needed to make sure who the correct vendor was for these. And then it could have been me, Michael, that was confused between the PAR equipment and this equipment. But I thought, and I will check, I thought I had sent an email out with the agenda that we were going to discuss this.
And you both answered, sounds good to me, sounds good to me. Does that all ring
it
true?
Does. Uh-huh.
I wrote back to you personally because you and I had a conversation, and I said to you that I wasn't comfortable doing it. I said two things. I wasn't comfortable doing it because I don't have all the information I need. Second of all, John's made in a statement that he doesn't like spending money like this in meetings like this because he likes to do it in front of the public when
right.
you're in a public meeting.
Right.
And so I didn't think this was coming up. I can get past this, but I want to point out to you the difference in the money that we were just going to approve
okay.
and we were going to pay. It's about, it's over $3,000 that we saved the taxpayers. Because I was insistent that we get the second quote.
And this is the one that we're going on the second quote? Is that the one that is being presented? Because we can table this, Mr. Blevins. We don't have to
we
vote.
We don't have to vote
all
on this.
Listen, I know this seems like it's petty, but I don't know this company. This seems to even be
so,
another company. Have you laid eyes on this?
I have not. The only thing that I did is when we, I have, let me put it that way. When we were in our meeting, this was the company in the last meeting that they said there was things in there that was even better, and that was credited to you because because you did the work and you found it, and the chief says, well, this has X, Y, or Z, which is even better. They worked on the shipping, and it's half the cost on shipping. So there was a lot of and credit to you saving the township $3,000. So looking at that time, I did not study it fully like the first one, but I understood the logistics of how it works. So I came into it thinking, okay, this sounds like the better deal. I text Steve back, or I talked to him, I can't remember which one of the two. I said, since we have had this discussion in a public meeting, we have talked about the price in a public meeting, I don't have a problem if it's on the agenda for today's special meeting. However, saying that, if one board member is not ready to make a decision, we table it.
All I'm trying to say, gentlemen, is I asked, point blank asked the chief for this information.
Okay, and I will make a motion that we table this until next time.
Would you like? Well,
we need to discuss. Let's table this until at least after our executive session, because there's things that need to be discussed in the executive session that will probably go along with what the point Mr. Blevins is trying to make.
And as long as it matches our
yes, it does.
A caviar. As long as it matches the reason we're going into executive
yes.
meeting.
So do you like all this back, sir?
Sure.
It seems like we're going to take it.
I make a motion that we take it.
I second.
Oh, here's your agenda, Mike.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Moving on, I would make a motion that we will move into executive session. Now to discuss regarding the matters required to be kept confidential by the state statute according to the Ohio Revised Code 121.22.G and .5 and also discussing consideration of compensation of employment of a public employee as directed in Article 121.22.G.1. I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
We will go into executive session at 12:10.
Okay, at the 2:13 p.m. on February 1st, I will make a motion to come out of executive session. We did not discuss in executive session the speak trailers because it was not on our executive session agenda. There has been a tabling of said speed cameras resolution until the next regular meeting of the trustees, which I believe will be February 22nd.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
With that being said, meeting's adjourned.
Oh. We're out of executive session now. Yeah, at what time?
Oh, we're... Oh, yeah. I already said that.
I know, but you did.
Okay, we're out of executive session at 2:14.
With no decisions
made. Meeting adjourned.
There.